Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And I'm Tina Neese, one of your co-hosts every week, as we talk about all kinds of really great stuff regarding sex, sexuality, and how it really relates to our everyday life. So, right now I'm the only one on the air. We'll be having Derek
Hello.
Joining us, I think, right now. Hello, Derek. Welcome, Derek.
Hello, hello. You know what? It's a crazy, beautiful world today. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous. Can fabulous.
You, can you hear
me? What was that, Derek? Couldn't quite hear you.
No,
you
I was wondering if you could hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you now.
Okay. Perfect. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. Today is the Singing Bowl meditation at our bookstore, so we're going to have a lot of people here. So I'm all geeked up.
I know. It's so great. It's so great.
Yes.
And I was
coming?
Really looking forward to it because normally Derek and I are sitting together, you know, laughing and just being really silly. So this is different. I'm just on the phone, and I can't make it over live today, unfortunately. So, I was looking forward to the Singing Bowl meditation. I love that kind of stuff. It's just great.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you are able to make it, anyone that's listening, we're at G3467 Fletching Road, and the name of the bookstore is called Ingris Eugen, Your Mysterious and Beautiful Pathway to the Divine. Come on out. And sadly, you won't be able to gaze upon the sexy Tina, but, you know, we can at least talk
You'll
about
have
her
the sexy Derek. Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, you'll be meditating. You'll be meditating, and the bowl will be singing. And, you know, no time to talk about Tina.
See, you always want to deflect that conversation. Now, are you on the phone with anyone else, or is it just you and I?
It's just you and I right now. We do have Drake Dubois. He should be calling in for the show tonight, so that'll be very exciting. And
nice.
Do we also have one other person who will be calling in tonight?
Yes, we are hoping to have Charlie Xavier. He is a part of the LGBT community, and he's a writer, and he's funny, and he's all these good kind of groovy things that I'm sure our listening audience would appreciate.
Yeah, that will be great. So hopefully we'll be having these two people joining us over the next few minutes, and we'll get to hear some great stuff from them. So on the website, there's been a lot of great stuff shared on the Facebook page this week, just amazing stuff. Everywhere from sex toys, anal sex, vibrating cock rings that caused a bomb scare.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Come on,
God.
People. You know, when you're traveling with your when you're traveling with your sex toys, you do need to remove the batteries, okay? Remove the batteries. Just take the batteries out, wrap them in your sock, put them separate. You'll be good to go. You won't have this kind of problem and freaking people
isn't
out.
Isn't it kind of weird?
Luggage.
Isn't it kind of weird how all these sex toys mysteriously go off at airports? I think
right.
The baggage handlers are finding these devices and turning them on.
Oh, maybe. And maybe they use them and then throw them back in the bag really fast because they get almost about to get caught.
Illegal with a semen to settle. Oh, my God, that's gross.
You know, you're right. I don't know what's going on. But it does make sense. I mean, you got to take your batteries out. Come on. Take your batteries out. Maybe there should be a sign when you have to get rid of your beverages and your liquids have to be in a Ziploc baggie. There should also be a sign, please remove batteries from any vibrating devices before going through
security. Oh, my God. That would be the greatest freaking airport sign in the world.
Wouldn't
oh, my
it?
God.
Great.
I wonder if there are a meme for that. Huh?
If there's not, maybe we should make one, right?
Sure we should make one. Fly the friendly skies, turn off your vibrator before we take a dive or something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
put
God.
Your vibrators on silent, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yes, this is your captain speaking. We would like to ask all of the individuals with the vibrating devices, cock rings, and fake pussies to please turn them off as we get over 10,000 feet. Only you, Gina. Yes. Only you.
No, I can't be the only woman. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not.
Yes, so there's all kinds of great stuff. I mean, you posted the study on cuddling kills depression and relieves anxiety, strengthens our immune system. Great.
That's right. I'm a sensitive guy, and I like to cuddle, remember?
Yes, and cuddling is really powerful. It doesn't always have to turn into sex. I mean, it doesn't. Not that it's not nice when it does, but you can't also.
That's bullshit.
Cuddle. And it just
no, it always
good.
Does. If I'm going to cuddle.
No, it doesn't. No.
But no, if I'm going to run the risk of getting an arm cramp and having to watch a chick flick, I think I should get some pussy at the end of that, don't you?
Well, it depends on what the goal is from the cuddling to begin with. I suppose you'd have to set the parameters of what the cuddle is. Because I have you ever been to a cuddle party?
A what party?
A cuddle party.
No, I have not. Explain to me what a cuddle party is.
Okay. So there are these things called cuddle parties. And it's even trademarked. I think it's a trademark name, cuddle party. But I suppose you could have your own cuddle parties without going through that company. But I think it's been around for a while. And it's where you have a public event and everybody's cuddling. Now you're fully clothed and there are rules. No sexual touching, that kind of thing. So there's rules to the cuddle party. But you just cuddle. Just like a big room of cuddlers.
That's kind of powerful, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, think about it. Like you're doing the singing bowl meditation. You get a group of people together and you feel a positive energy there. You have people, you know, there for similar reason. You've got this energy that you're creating. And it can be the same with a cuddle party. It's still something that's, just like it says, you know, it relieves anxiety, boosts our immune system. And yet it doesn't have to be more than that. It can just be that and just raise our energy and vibration and feel good feelings.
That's pretty good. I just want to make sure that I'm with all the guys so that we know, like occasionally, though, got to be some sex at the end of this cuddle party here.
That would be if you go home to your own party. I mean, you go home, not to your own party, but you go home to your own partner. So the cuddle party has no sex. Then you go home to yourself.
You know, I don't know. The whole thing sounds kind of shady there, Gina. I don't know.
No, they're real. These really, okay, I'm going to post some information about the cuddle parties later. And maybe we can host our own cuddle party right here in Flint, Michigan. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, I mean, if no one's giving out any pussy, I'm not going to be there.
But oh, my gosh.
I will
just
support
cuddling.
Your event.
It's cuddling.
Oh, cuddling. I forgot the cuddling party.
It's just
I don't know.
Cuddling.
I don't think me and my girl are going to be there. I don't know. We're both pretty wild, so.
Right, but you go into it with the expectation that it's just cuddling. So it's a different mindset.
Oh.
It's not sex talk with Derek and Tina. It's cuddle with Derek and Tina.
Oh, my God. We're just the cuddly creatures. Oh, man.
Right.
All right.
Right.
All right.
It's just cuddling. So it's just cuddling. Oh, yes. Well, I think Drake is on the line. So let me pop him in to join us as we continue this conversation.
Let's find out what Drake thinks about a cuddle party with no happy ending.
Drake, are you here?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Drake,
welcome again, Drake.
You guys are amazingly funny. It's so funny.
Drake, you got to tell us right away, you know, there's no delay in this answer that you're going to provide. A cuddle party without the happy ending, yes or no?
Sure.
Oh, my God, Drake.
Oh, yes.
Sure. But with the exception you know, I would probably have to, you know, take care of myself before I went.
Oh, my God.
I
may have to excuse
there's another
myself.
Time.
I might have to excuse myself a couple times throughout. And then, you know, like going to see my dentist, who's really cute, I have to, afterwards, you know, I got to do what I got to do.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. So, Drake, okay, so
yes.
If you're going to wait and you're going to be okay with not getting a happy ending, let me ask you this. When you cuddle now with whomever it is you may cuddle, do your hands stay in one stationary position, or do you allow your hands to roam throughout the entire body of the person you're cuddling?
Well, there's different times. There's different times that I do different things, you know.
So,
if
Tina,
and
then
I'm
cuddling, is it stationary hand movements, or is it just like really cuddling, you know, like rubbing legs and hips and sides?
Well, there are
I've done both.
You know, there's no sex. Yeah. And right, it depends on who you're cuddling with. I mean,
right.
Haven't you, Derek, come on, haven't you ever cuddled with somebody who is not a sexual partner?
No.
Oh, my goodness, you're missing out.
I'm just kidding.
You've got to hit the cuddle party now.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I can appreciate cuddling, but, I mean, come on now. I'm just a little confused on the concept, you know? Like, what do? Do we meet at a... I don't know, do we meet at a Starbucks and hug each other for a few minutes or what?
Well, okay, these cuddle parties can sometimes be larger events. They might be held in a conference room. They might be held at some location of some whoever's hosting it. I suppose they could be held in people's homes. So it could be held anywhere. But again, the expectation is you're going to cuddle. Now, I want to share with you guys something about cuddling that just came up a few weeks ago. So it was so funny. So I was talking about artwork at my wall. And Drake, I think you know my friend Drew, and I have some of his artwork, right? So I have all artwork from just people who I know. So there happens to be one piece that was a piece I was describing that is drawn by a local artist. And someone said, I know that piece. And I said, well, yeah, the artist is so great. It's like, you know, when you're hanging out and talking with them, it's just like you're cuddling. And then she said, I know that piece. And I'm like, oh, crap, this guy's married. I'm like, I don't really cuddle with him. But it feels like a cuddle. So I actually wrote him a note. I'm like, okay, I have to write this guy a note now because I just told this woman who he goes to church with that, you know, he feels like a cuddle every time.
Oh, my God.
Because
yeah.
It's true. Because it's true, like some people, just the emotion of like sitting and talking with them and having a cup of coffee, it just feels like a cuddle. It's like an emotional cuddle. And that just, you ever have those kind of people that you're just with and it just feels good? That's what a cuddle party is designed to give you, is that feel-good feeling of just being hugged and being touched in a non-sexual way.
Wow, you know what? That is some true humanitarian stuff right there. That's great.
You know, Derek, I understand what you're talking about, though. To tell a guy we're going to go to a room full of half cute chicks or a third, whatever, and then we can only do this and that. It's like tell you know, like, hey, we're going to go somewhere. We're not going to eat. We're just going to smell the food.
Oh,
there's a big buffet. There's a huge buffet. We're not going to eat. We're just going to smell it, and it's okay because you know you're only going to go there to smell it. And that doesn't help me. I want to eat. So I feel
that's
where you're coming from.
About, Drew. You're right.
I feel where you're coming from, but you know, yeah.
I guess this is called taking one for the team, huh?
There you go.
Man, I tell you.
More exploits this weekend.
Oh my goodness.
I guess, you know.
So I just posted on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina the cuddleparty.com website.
See?
A workshop,
you found
a social event on boundaries, touch, and communication. How amazing, Tina. Thank you for enlightening us.
Nice.
Nice. So if I could take a moment. Now, it's not every day that Drew is with us. I'm sorry, Drake is with us. I'm sorry. So now that we have you with us, Drake, tell us, what have you been up to? Oh, wow. Jeez. Contemplating sex and happiness.
Putting you on the spot.
Contemplating sex and happiness.
And happiness. And what are the differences between the two? What are the similarities? And what do we have in common when it comes to sex? You know, sex means so many different things to different people. You know, it can even mean different things to the same person at different times.
Absolutely. That's a very profound statement.
Yeah, happiness is, I think it's about vulnerability. It might go back to these cuddle parties, too. A person, you know, a person is used to going from A until C and can't just stop at B. Well, B might be the vulnerability, you know, because when you're dealing with sex or sexual types of issues, it's you become very vulnerable. You know, a lot of people aren't secure with that. And,
you mean being in a space of being vulnerable, they're not comfortable in that space?
Exactly, exactly. Their own vulnerability and feeling secure with that. It sounds weird, but you can be secure in your vulnerability.
So, Drake, how does one become secure in that? Is it through trial and error? Is it just putting on a facade and saying, I'm secure, or going with whatever emotions that may arise at the time? How do you help us get through this?
A whole lot of cuddle parties.
Damn it, Drake. Damn it. I fell into that one. Man, hook, line, and sinker on that one.
Think about it. Think
this
about
is
it.
Why
to
Drake
a lot of people,
is the...
Yeah. Sex to a lot of people is happiness.
Just...
You know?
And
happiness is... It's everywhere. Happiness is almost free. It's like almostfreesex.com. happiness is almost free, meaning it's everywhere. Happiness is everywhere. And if you do the work, and if you find the happiness within yourself, you can find happiness almost anywhere. It's almost free.
Oh, Drake. Wow. This is why Drake is the best-selling author of 69 Wild Sex and Porn Stories, which, as he got in there briefly, is available at almostfreesexbooks.com.
And just for the record, indeed, I did try to www.freesex.com, and I went to Chatterbait, but that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. And if I went to, you know, one of these cuddle-ins, I'd probably be almost happy.
Yeah. I got that.
And there is a small fee, but it is almost free cuddling.
So have you decided that happiness is not attached to the orgasm?
Oh, definitely not. It cannot be attached. It cannot be attached.
Happiness cannot be attached to the orgasm. Okay.
It can't be. I mean, you have to be happy with the tootsie pop. If you don't get to the center, if you don't have the patience to lick on it long enough, you can't just bite into it. You have to be happy with the crunchy exterior.
That's quick. That's a good analogy. That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. I don't know if I agree with you entirely because I'm a selfish prick, but
right.
I understand where you're going with this.
But I am older than you, Derek, and so wisdom might be a byproduct of that.
Oh, yes, I can understand that. So now, do you ever see a cuddle party happening in Flint, Michigan?
I have a cuddle party in my pants almost every night. I don't know. Sure. Sure, why not?
Did you hear that, everyone? You're all invited to the cuddle party in Drake's pants.
That's right. Which happens to be at a Starbucks. So that's convenient.
Oh.
Nice. A little extra caffeine to make sure you get a good cuddle, right?
That's right. Well, it's exciting when you know you're on camera doing it, you know, and what's the thrill of doing it in your own home?
That's a whole other episode there, Drake. That's
on camera, cuddle party. Now, see, the cuddle party will have to be leave your cell phones at the door. You have to check them because there's not going to be any videos and cameras in our cuddle party, because the whole point is that you're leaving that outside stuff and you're just going within. You're going within to yourself. So there will be a check. You know, you got to check in your cell phones and electronic devices are not allowed to cuddle.
Well, let me ask you guys this now. Is there a certain attire of dress? Because, I mean, if I was going to a cuddle party, I'd wear sweatpants so my erection could grow, you know, and maybe I'll get cuddled up. Or do I have to wear dress clothes and jeans?
No, I think it's more comfortable clothes, sweatpants, pajamas, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah, but maybe not lingerie. Okay, we don't want this to turn into something more than a cuddle. So, you know, regular pajama pants, yoga pants, sweatpants, T-shirts, comfortable clothes. Huh.
Nice. Bras are optional.
Warm socks, you know. What? Oh, yeah, I think bras could be optional. Sure, bras could be optional. You don't necessarily want to have that restrictive item when you're cuddling.
you know,
I really want to have a cuddle party. I really think we should host a cuddle party here in Flint, Michigan, because, you know, this can be a community in love. This is love. It's just like loving each other and your neighbor. Sorry. That just sounds funny coming out.
I think you're right. We host the first annual cuddle party in Flint, Michigan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could do
it
inside, outside.
Can you invite Rick Snyder to that?
Yes, I will invite Rick Snyder personally. Yeah. You know what? Everyone is welcome at the cuddle party, because this is about letting go of the other stuff and getting in tune with each other as people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Well,
I can
see that.
I'm serious.
That's kind of tender.
Everyone's welcome.
All the pressures you have in the world or that day can be absolved when you hug another person.
Yeah. Yeah, you check them. You just check them. You check them at the door.
Nice.
You leave that stuff.
It's the way of the future there.
Yes.
The way of the future.
Yeah.
I already host Love Fest pajama parties. So sometimes, let's say at a business conference, it's always been women's business conferences thus far. They might hire me to come in, and people who might be staying overnight in a hotel, and we'll have a pajama party, and we'll do some work. We don't cuddle and stuff, but we do some
we do some
releasing. A Love Fest pajama party.
Now, you said that you and the other ladies cuddle?
No, we don't cuddle. But I think it would be great to have a Love Fest cuddle party. We can definitely have a Love Fest cuddle party. That would be great. Yes.
I'm all for it. Drake, are you on board with this?
Yes and no. But, just because I'm into cuddling doesn't mean I still don't enjoy a good fucking old-fashioned orgy. You know, those things are thousands and thousands of years old. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's just have a fucking orgy. We can cuddle all you want after that.
I agree with you 100%.
Or they could be two entirely different events.
Yeah, yeah. Cuddle party at 9. Orgy at 8. Cuddle party at 9.
Right. That's the vibe today. That's right. Carpe diem.
You know, leave whatever you want at the door. I'm good. I'm there from 8 to 9. I'm finished. I'm good.
You know, on a side note, Drake, do you have anything out now that the listening audience should look for? Any writings, any thoughts or quotes that you want to direct us to for our own personal edification and growth?
Just to the almostfreesex.com. That's where everything's going right now. And everything else is still kind of, everything else is kind of backed up waiting to get published. And but we're getting there.
Okay. Now, does almostfreesex.com have a Facebook page?
It's almostfreesexbooks.com. Just want to clarify that for you. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. And the link is in the description. So don't worry. Drake got it to us right. It's in the it's linked in the description for the show as you're listening right now. You can click on that.
Perfect. Get your knowledge on. Drake is going to give us some vital information to help us keep our, is it to help us keep our groove or to develop our groove, or what would you say that your mission is?
I want to teach people how to, this is vital, this is very important, children, grab your pens. I want to teach people to self-lubricate.
Oh!
Because lubrication companies are making way too much money, and there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it.
I totally
it's
did not
gasoline.
Do that. Self-lubrication.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Because after that, freedom is ours, brother.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. We need some T-shirts that say self-lubrication.
Oh, my goodness.
Freedom is only a click away.
Yeah,
okay.
This is why we love you, and you are our favorite guest, because you always give us something to think about. I did not think about self-lubrication before today.
That's the basis of everything.
Oh, how would you self-lubricate with your pre-ejaculate?
Or having just enough backup saliva always works.
Oh!
You know, you don't want to go to an orgy coked up. Everybody knows it. Then you're good for nothing. You know, you don't want to smoke a big spliff and get all cotton mouth. You got no saliva. You go, you're good for nothing. Then you're relying on the pharmaceutical companies and their lubricating gels, and that's not cool, man.
I was going to say, man, there's a lot of money in that lubrication business.
That's right.
Well, you know.
That's right. It's enough for
I prefer
you and
lube to spit. I prefer lube to spit. I don't know. I don't do the spit thing. Okay, you guys gotta enlighten me. Okay, I'm a female. I've seen it in some of the porn, the spitting thing, and I read it somewhere too. Like, but the spitting is popular. So what is it about the spit that is, arousing to men?
Hey, Drake.
It goes back to that kind of vulnerability thing and you know, like dominatrix type, you know, I'm gonna put fluids of mine on you, whether it just happens to be saliva, you know, where feces doesn't lubricate well, especially if you eat a lot of M&Ms and sunflower seeds, you know, you don't want fecal lubrication. So saliva, it's nice and slimy. It's got enzymes that breaks down, you know, the proteins and the amino acids. So it's nice and slimy, you know, but you've got the whole other part of, hey, we're sharing something here, and we're about to share something bigger, so get ready. Lube up.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I agree with
you.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I think I said it better myself, brother.
Lube up, America.
Lube up, America. That's right. Lube up
America. That's a new
slogan.
Lube up America. Are you writing this down? Are you writing this down, Drake? These are important things you're coming up with. Lube up America.
Yes,
ma'am. That could be a title of your next book.
That's true. That's true.
Lube up America. That sounds pretty good.
I'm a supporter. I agree with that.
You're going to have to check your lubrication at the door, buddy. I don't trust you. You and your loose sweat. You and your, I want to wear my Bruce Jenner clothes so I can have an erection. This is not the fucking Olympics, man. It's a cuddling. Leave your sweatpants at home. I'm going to wear my Adidas and my sweatband. No, you're not. Check it at the door, buddy. Check it at the door.
It's going down,
Frank.
It's going down, man.
Yes. You know, we'll be setting the date for the Love Fest Cuddle Party. I think it should occur this summer. Yeah, our first annual event. Maybe we can get a big tent, rent a big tent, and have a cuddle party.
We can do it at Infusion. I mean, come on, we got the space. Let's love somebody.
Will it be catered? Will it be catered or no?
Oh, you know what? I've got a few friends in the restaurant business. We can get something going.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Maybe we can have some barbecue come, and we can bring the food trucks and the barbecuers. And, you know, people could get whatever they choose.
We can eat
so,
while
you guys.
We
wow.
That's right.
So this is so much fun. The time flies by so quickly when we're chatting and having so much fun with Drake Dubois, erotic author, author of 69 Wild Sex and Porn Stories, and which is available at almostfreesexbooks.com. And, of course, Derek Gillard,
yes.
Ingrid Fugin, and having the Singing Bowl meditation tonight at 7 o'clock, right? So in half an hour.
That's right. Let us ring your bell, baby, and then cuddle you.
Sounds
or
great.
Cuddle you first.
And I'm Tina Mace, and we'll be back next week with more fun conversations around your sex life, sex, your happiness, and please join us again. So, any last words from Drake or Derek as we sign off for tonight?
Drake, it's all you, brother. Go ahead and close us out.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it, and this is a vital subject. I mean, it's a huge subject. It's only three words, but sex is a huge word. I'm not talking about in my – you're talking about my pants again. Stop laughing, sir. So I appreciate you guys taking the be brave enough to come out and talk about these things that we all want to talk about, you know, like saliva sleep-ins and stuff like that. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes. I do, too. Hear, hear. Thank you for joining us, Drake. Tina, you are amazing and always funny and always full of life. We are grateful for your presence.
Thank you. We are grateful for your presence as well. So have a wonderful evening.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.